Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're looking at what it is that investors want and trying to analyze what's happening in the marketplace. We've seen an extraordinary amount of volatility over the last several months. That volatility shows no signs of abating. Investors have all different types of criteria, but first and foremost, they're looking for two basic things at the very core of it. They're looking for safety and yield, in that order. It starts with safety and then yield. The best evidence of that can be found in the yield curves of U.S. T-bills. T-bills are the safest investment out there, backed by the full weight and creditworthiness of the U.S. government. When you buy a T-bill, you're buying the safest paper out there. These are sometimes called granny assets. You want to put some cash to work without even having to think about it. You put cash in T-bills. But it's as if the marketplace can't seem to figure out what these T-bills should be worth. Over the past month and a half, we've seen extraordinary volatility in every single type of U.S. government-backed paper. We've seen volatility in 4-week T-bills, in 8-week T-bills, in 90-day T-bills, in the 2-year Treasury, and even in the 10-year Treasury. Despite efforts from the Federal Reserve to set an interest rate that's higher in order to fight inflation, the market seems to be bidding up the price of these pieces of paper and thereby pushing down the yield. It's as if they're completely ignoring what Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has to say. The Fed funds rate right now is set at 4.85%. On that basis, you would expect the yield on the 4-year T-bill to match the federal funds rate of 4.85%. But over the last 2 months, we've seen anything but that. There's been such an extreme flight to safety that we've seen the price of these bonds bid up to the point where the yield has been even zero at some hours during the day. Now, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has been pretty consistent over the last several months in telling the general public to ignore the yield curve inversion. This is where short-term interest rates are higher than long-term interest rates. In fact, that inversion has become much more pronounced even in recent weeks. Even more important than the inversion, we have a situation where short-term rates have been extremely volatile. Now, volatility of this type is not without precedent. We saw it last in 2008. We saw it at the height of the crisis in the wake of the failure of Bear Stearns and the failure of Lehman Brothers. Now, I'm not here to tell you that we're experiencing a repeat of 2008. Well, 2008 was contributed to in large measure by a large percentage of subprime mortgages that were really very poor quality paper. This current, latest banking crisis was not created by a massive wave of defaults. This situation started with Silicon Valley Bank. In response, the Federal Reserve announced with great fanfare that they had invented new tools and that the banking system was safe and resilient. Nothing else to worry about. At least that was until Signature Bank. But then again, our banking system is resilient and strong. Nothing to worry about. At least not until First Republic. The volatility and fluctuations that we saw back in March are continuing.
The Federal Reserve is scheduled to announce another quarter point rate increase later today. In many respects, they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. If they pause the rate increase, they're acknowledging that there is an issue in the banking system. That acknowledgement may further fuel the contagion. By downplaying the issue and increasing the rates, they say that inflation is in fact the most important issue and not the safety of the banking system. But at the same time, they actually make the underlying situation worse for the banking system, even if the optics, even if the market psychology of it, suggest that everything is fine. We just continue to see tremendous volatility across all different maturities. We still have massive yield curve inversion. The yield on the 10-year Treasury on May the 1st was 3.53%, and on May the 2nd fell to 3.44%. Supposedly, the federal funds rate is 4.85%. That's a massive inversion. And meanwhile, we have the Federal Reserve telling us to ignore the inversion. It doesn't mean anything. Nothing to see here. We have the 4-week T-bill being bid down to 4.32. And then you have the 13-week bill at 5.25. Those are massive differences for different maturities of the essentially the same product. What is the market telling us about that? My interpretation is that there's real systemic issues underlying the financial system. People are looking for safety first, then yield. That's why the prices of these pieces of paper are being bid all over the place. Investors are looking for safety first, then yield. They can't even trust their banker to keep their money safe. And it's clear that a few words from the Federal Reserve Chairman are not going to be enough to calm the markets. So for you as real estate developers, as real estate investors, when you're having conversations with your investors, be mindful of the fact that your investors are thinking about safety first and yield second. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.